Moncrief on News Talk.
Scientists have identified what they reckon is the fastest spider in the world. If you're jogging, it will catch you. Shreyas Kuchibhatla is a PhD student at the University of Oxford. Shreyas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So it's a variant of the brown huntsman. Could you describe that spider for us?
So huntsman spiders are quite impressive, I think. They're usually very large. They have a very distinctly crab-shaped body. And I believe they're quite common in a lot of the tropical world, especially Australia.
Right. And when you say large, how large?
So they have a body length of about 2 to 3 centimeters, and with legs extended, maybe about 7 to 10 centimeters, I'd say.
Okay. So it's kind of the size of a hand, maybe.
Perhaps a smallish one.
Yeah. Could you describe the process of trying to figure out which spider was the fastest spider? Yeah, I assume there wasn't just a big spider race.
Well, I think fundamentally that is what we did. The huntsman itself was actually not recorded directly by us. It was from a 2021 study by the University of the Sunshine Coast. But for the ones that we recorded, it's about as fun as it sounds. You just put a spider on a paper and then you give it a little tap with a paintbrush or something like that and then watch it sprint. And I think a lot of them kind of oblige you, but some of them, especially the tarantulas, tend to give you a bit of attitude. So then you have to use compressed air instead.
Okay.
Essentially, we did this for as many spiders as we could and just tabulated the records. Yeah.
And the brown huntsman went at 3.59 meters per second. Which is that like, what would that be equivalent to in human terms?
I think it's hard to scale up equivalently because there's a lot of complex mechanics behind why animals can't get too large or they lose some of their capabilities. But I think if you were to make a lot of simplifications, then at human size, this spider could maybe do 100 meters in less than a second.
Okay,
that's quite impressive.
That is very impressive. Is there any particular reason why this spider is faster than other spiders? Is it for chasing prey?
So as our study explores, the spider speed is essentially a combination of three main things. So the first thing is the size. The second is the body shape. And the third is its behavior or its ecology. So the huntsman, I think, or we think, seems to have hit the sort of sweet spot with all three of these. It's just large enough, but it's not so heavy. It weighs about, at least the specimen here weighs about 3 grams. And it has long and powerful legs. And unlike, say, the spiders you see in the autumn, sitting in their circular webs, since they spend their entire lives in one place, they don't really need to run that fast. But huntsman spiders do need to actively chase their prey down on walls and trees and other surfaces. So all of these three factors kind of combine and influence the evolution of this especially high running speed.
Okay, and would the huntsman be good at jumping as well?
So, given my experience with huntsman spiders in the wild, they are capable of it. There have been a few studies on their jumping capacity as well. That's not something that we looked at personally, but I do know they are capable of jumping.
Yeah, and what kind of things would a huntsman eat?
So it depends a lot on the size, because I think there's, I believe, almost 1,000 species across the world. But usually the big ones will eat cockroaches and large insects. Sometimes I have heard of records of them eating even lizards and mice, the really big ones. And they're usually fairly generalist, so they don't really care that much about what they eat as long as it feeds them. So,
yeah.
Insects, frogs, lizards, anything they can find.
Is it a poisonous spider?
So I think there is a bit of a misconception about spiders in general, which is that there's only a few venomous ones. The thing is, most spiders do have venom, but they use this venom to take down insects and their prey. And most of these venoms aren't really dangerous to humans. So if you think of a black widow, for example, the reason that it's dangerous to us is because its venom contains components that act on the human nervous system. Whereas with most spiders, while they are technically venomous, they aren't dangerous to humans. So this is the case with huntsmen. They do have venom. They can bite, although they are exceedingly unlikely to.
Yeah.
And this makes them not very dangerous to humans at all.
Do they have muscles in the way we have muscles? Or how do they, you know, locomote themselves?
So this is very interesting because spiders and, I believe, whip scorpions, which are close relatives, are among the very few animals on land which don't use only muscles to move. So while most other animals on land have muscles to both flex and extend their legs, spiders use hydraulic locomotion to extend their legs. So essentially fluid flow through their joints kind of makes them extend their legs. And this plays a role in the way that they move. And this is also one of the reasons that we decided to look at them, because this is more or less unique among land animals.
And they, when they run, do they go sideways or in a straight line? They're not like crabs or anything.
So in general, they do move forwards, but huntsman spiders belong to a specialized group of spiders, or this kind of has evolved multiple times. But it's called latrigrade legs, which basically means their legs are positioned towards the side. So this is usually an adaptation for increased maneuverability, so they can kind of squeeze into tight spaces and move quickly on tree trunks and things like that. And for huntsman, while they can run forward, they are also especially good at running sideways because their legs are orientated that way.
Okay, so it would be hard to dodge one if he came after you, kind of thing.
Well, they won't really come after you. They're mostly after the cockroaches.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was imagining if one was a cockroach, that's what would happen. Is it beyond doubt this is the fastest spider in the world, or could there well be other spiders out there that haven't been, you know, timed yet?
Yeah, so I guess we can't ever be 100% sure, because there are over 50,000 known species, and it would take, I guess, several lifetimes to collect and record every single one. But huntsman spiders are known to be quite well specialized for speed, and in all likelihood, it's definitely up there, even if it's not the number one. So, yeah, all we can confidently say is that among the 250 species we studied, it came out on top.
Shreyas, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Shreyas Kuchibhotla there, a PhD student at the University of Oxford.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.